And the GTK application development on OpenMoco. And well, so I have to switch here to my first slide. So what am I going to talk about? I'm going to give you a quick overview about the platform, the software platform and the hardware platform of OpenMoco. It's quite often a bit difficult to get the information because currently it is still spread out across the mailing list, across the wiki, and across different websites. This is currently in the state of change. OpenMoco has hired a couple of people who are going to maintain full-time the wiki and the technical documentation. They have hired a community manager whose name is Michael Schilo, who is there to make the communication between the community and the developers. So I'm myself independent developer, and oops, I'm just playing here, sorry for that. Oop, that's the wrong direction. I'm always playing with things that I have my fingers, obviously a bad habit, I think. So the platform. So I'm myself an independent developer, and the reason or the idea of talking here is simply to explain how easy it actually is to make development for a mobile phone, for an embedded device. Because I felt, for me, like I have been doing some GTK development before, and I felt that the hurdle to actually get into development for OpenMoco seemed to be really high until you have figured out how it actually works. And once you know how it works, it is really easy. Okay, so giving you the overview over the hardware platform, so what's currently happening, what's happening in future, then talking a bit about the software platform, and then what you need actually for the development environment, how you're going to set that up. And I again pressed, no, I pressed on the wrong button here. Development environment, and then actually my favorite, how you get started in 15 minutes from sitting down on a computer, having the first application running on the device. And last not least, I'm going to talk a bit about the GPS application that I have been developing, which is called Tango GPS. Okay, so getting the right button here this time. So the hardware platform, and that is always needs some explanation. So finally, they figured out how they're going to call it. The first edition of the phone is called the Neo 1973. It's this one here, and this is now out of stock. And the next edition is going to be called the Neo Freerunner, and is hopefully coming into sale in about April. April is the idea. And what is a platform? And the really important thing is, actually, don't look at it like a phone. Look at it as a complete mobile computer, a Linux computer in this tiny form factor. So don't think like about, oh, I have to develop for a phone. We have now a little computer in this size with everything, with a screen on it, which is actually as performant as a computer probably 6-7 years ago. So you have 120 megabytes of RAM inside of it. You have a screen here on this phone of 480, 640. You have, and that's why I say you have, additionally have a GSM modem, so it makes it a phone too. You have a GPS, and on the next version of the phone, of the Freerunner, you will have a Wi-Fi inside. So you can connect wherever you have a wireless network. And last not least, a very cool thing of the phone is you do have a USB networking, a USB connector, and you have both. You have device mode and host mode. And that actually means that you can connect a printer to the phone. You can actually connect everything that is USB onto this phone. Yeah? This is just cool. It's a computer. It's not a phone, it's a computer. Yeah? And yeah, so get some more ideas about far beyond of being on a phone because you have USB. Next phone, actually, the Freerunner will have host mode, with which is powered. The current phone here does not have electricity, so you need to have a powered USB hub for actually doing something with it. Okay, I'll go on. Okay, the software platform here. And this is really the stripped-down version, because if you go on the website, you have these great little charts with all the components. But actually, the phone, the most important software components that you need to know about is the X. You have X running on it, currently you have GTK running and you're using Open Embedded. Anybody here who has been using Open Embedded before? Some people, some few ones. Okay. So Open Embedded, a word about Open Embedded. Open Embedded actually is some kind of Gentoo. You have all heard, I guess, about the Gentoo Linux distribution. And what Open Embedded is doing for you, you have the recipes, and the recipes actually just grab the software from wherever it is, take it into your const compiling environment, and just compiles everything for you and packages it. So the whole pain that you had like 5, 6, 7 years ago developing for Open Embedded, always having the development environment, setting up the cross-compile toolchain, all that is gone now. All this hassle, all these headaches is being taken over by Open Embedded, and you have nothing anymore to do with that. So I want to, one more time, I want to say that what definitely is, it's always difficult with OpenMoko to figure out what they really are going to do. It's a bit difficult to get all the information. What OpenMoko says they really want to do is they want to stick with X. They are going currently to port even Qtopia to X. You have even other platforms that I've seen outside. I think NewStep is developing for it too. So it will definitely be X applications. Everything that's currently running under X, you actually can easily port over to OpenMoko. GTK is something that will stay definitely in the open mobile world too, because the Limo Foundation, with all the big players, intend to support GTK. And well, Open Embedded is a whole system by itself, and for sure is going to stay for long. Okay, yeah, here, two more words about Open Embedded. So it is Open Embedded is a build environment including cross-compiler. And the great thing is, again, that you have something that is called the Moco Make file, which is doing an automatic setup. So what you do is you just get the Moco Make file from the web, you just make file, and then it just starts to get everything from the web fully automatic. It just sets up all your cross-compiling environment, and it takes a bit more than 50 minutes, that I have to admit. Actually, it takes about 8-9 hours, so you have to do something in between. But once that's set up, you have your complete cross-compile environment just sitting there ready for you to use. Okay, next, how to get started in 15 minutes, well, once you have done the 8 hours. Okay, so here I have that written. So what you do, you get the Moco make file, make sec up, get more than one cup of coffee because it now takes 8 hours, or maybe even 10, 12 hours, but it works. It works absolutely well. It is perfectly well maintained. And then what you do afterwards, you make OpenMoko development image, which just gets the whole image compiled for you, ready for flashing onto the device. And you have nothing to do. It's absolutely no brainer. That's the important thing here to say. That's it. Just 3 steps, and you can go. Okay, what have I been using here for the software? I've been using Anyuta, Esma IDE. And Glade, because it just makes it so easy, and the auto tools. And actually, whatever kind of IDE you want to use, Anyuta simply produces for you the source code, and you just can go later on. You build your distribution. So Anyuta makes for you the tarball, and then you have in the next step the bitbake recipe. And that goes again for Open Embedded. You have a recipe like this. And in the recipe, you just put into the location of your tarball, and it just takes the tarball, automatically compiles it, and produces a package out of it. That's it. Yeah? So once again, in order to develop for this device, what you have to do is you set up the Open Embedded build environment by the 3 steps that I just told you. You just get the Moco make file, make setup, make a development image, and in the next step, you develop your application exactly like on the desktop. Is it an application that runs on the desktop? You set up this bitbake file. Actually, this is just all that you need here. And in the next step, you do just execute the command bitbake. Here for me, that is Tango GPS. And then you have a ready-made package already. Yeah? So like when you have your normal distribution for SUSE, you would have the RPM, or for Red Hat, if you have the RPM, for Debian, you have the DEPS. So you come to this point and you have it ready-made there just for installing it on your phone. Okay, so a few words about Tango GPS. It's actually just a mapping application which is designed for the Neo. And it uses gconf, dbus, libcurl, and GDK pixbuff. So just to give you an idea what I'm using in it. And I'm developing on the desktop and just making the cross-compile later on. So without anything, I just develop on Unuta, make my distribution, have my tarball, and OpenEmbedded just all does the rest for you. So nothing big. This is just a picture here of it. And what I'm usually using here, the upper part, is just a normal menu. I have normal GTK buttons here. That is just GTK buttons. I have a GTK slider. I have labels here. And the bigger part is just a big GTK pixbuff. And what I'm using here for Tango GPS, I'm using the maps from the OpenStreetMap project. I don't know if you've heard about that. OpenStreetMap is user-supplied, user-developed, user-made card data on OpenStreetMap.org. So actually, we have no problems here with any copyright restrictions, taking Google Maps or something like that, because we can just use them for free. And you see they have, in many, many places already, a perfect state. Okay, so future development, what am I going to? For sure, the next things that are going to come is a friend finder. And that is so interesting, again, why not just having a phone here, but it is a Linux computer plus a GPS. And the idea is simply that you can go and you can find where are your friends. You can set up actually who can see you or who cannot see you. So you have the choice for doing that. Then next thing that always goes together with any kind of GPS implication is the point of interest. Yeah, so that you can put in your own point of interest, you can share them with other people back and forth. There's lots of development going on inside of OpenMoco 2, and the real idea here is to use the Java protocol, which actually supports XMPP 2. The XMPP protocol of Java supports GPS location data this way around, so that you have both, you have the possibility of doing communication, instant messaging, and you can exchange your position with a well-known protocol, which is supported by Google and others. Track management, and for sure the last thing, the interesting thing, is OSM integration, OpenStreetMap integration. So for those that are actively tracking streets, they have the chance of using using Tango GPS for making streets for OpenStreetMap project. Okay, why to develop for OpenMoco? My last minute here. It's fun. I tell you, I've seen that. I did my test out before, like with people putting it into the hands, and everybody loves to walk around and see the red dot walking over the little map, huh? And see how many meters you have been walking. It's really, I just can tell you, get one of the phones and enjoy it. Most open platform for now, Google Android, somebody. Huh? Where is the code? Not open, not open. Okay, many things to be done for OpenMoco. You can easily get into it because there are many, many little things where you just have immediate success, like even just things like an alarm clock or lots of configuration things are still missing. Then why GTK? Well, it's still a good option for the future. There are some, most likely OpenMoco is going to use the EFL tool, the Enlightenment Foundation Libraries. But with GTK, you still have a good track into the future. And for example, Nokia is using some kind of GTK 2 on their Memo platform. And last not least, I simply believe it's a great opportunity for FOSS developing for an open phone, because we are now in the right position to make a difference for the future. Thanks a lot for listening.